since it's Motze Isru Chag Shushan Purim, you gotta hold on. So we'll start with the Gemara in Makos. Purim Dika, it's Chodesh Asher Napach, the Pasuk says. The whole month is transformed, so we'll start with a little Purim. And we'll see how it's a springboard to tonight's topic. Tonight's topic is lessons that we can take from the broken luchos. And there's a lot of lessons we can take from the broken luchos. Some of them are hard lessons. Some of them are very unique and delicate lessons, as you'll see. And some of them are very inspiring lessons. But let's start with the Gemara in Makos. Gemara in Makos says, Amar B'Yeshua ben Levi, Chavkim Olam Abiz, very end of the Masechta, Shlosha Dvarim Asu Basin Shalmata, V'Yeskimu Basin Shalmala, Al Yaldam. Three things that the Basin down below decided to do, and in Shemayim, they signed off on it. V'Elohein, what are they? Mikra Megillah, V'She'ela Shalom B'Shem, V'Avas Meiser. Mikra Megillah, how do we know that Mordechai and Esther and whoever else was involved in the arrangement and the organizing of the text of the Megillah, how do we know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kiviyachol himself, signed off on it, or the Beis Din Shalmala, whatever that means exactly, signed off on it? Dechsiv kimu v'kiblu, ayahudim, kimu l'mala mashakiblu l'mata. That they were able to write it in such a way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, I approve. It's good. That's how I would have written it. So, tonight we're going to talk about, we'll start by talking about Moshe Rabbeinu's decision to break the luchos, and whether or not HaKadosh Baruch Hu approved of that decision. If Hashem thought it was a good idea. Wasn't Moshe trying to understand what Hashem was thinking? Was it Hashem understanding what Moshe was thinking? And I want to start just by looking very carefully at a couple of Ma'amar Chazal. I didn't see this anywhere. I just chapped it by looking at the sources carefully. And you'll see these competing Lashonas, and I don't know what to make of it. At the end of the day, I'm not sure exactly what to make of it. But if you remember, in Avos Tu Rinasan, we've been learning a lot about Siyagim. A person has to make a fence for his words. And the first parak put together a whole list of people who made a Siyag L'dvarav, and now it gets back to some of the people on that list. So we're in parak Beis and Brisa Gimel. Eiza Siyag Sha'asa Moshe L'dvarav. Where do we find that Moshe made a fence for his words? Hariyo Omer Vayomer Hashem HaMoshe Lecha La'am V'kidashtem Hayom HaMachar. Hashem says to Moshe Benu, go tell Klal Yisrael to spend 2 days preparing themselves for Kabbalah Zator. Lo Ratza Moshe Tzadik Lomer Lam L'Yisrael Kiderech Sha'amar Lo HaKadosh Baruch. Moshe said, I'm going to say things a little bit differently to Klal Yisrael. Moshe says, Hashem said 2 days, I want 3 days. Moshe decided to do something on his own. Now, did Hashem approve of that? We saw when Klal Yisrael created the Megillah, when whoever was responsible for specifically the creation of the Megillah, the Beis Din Shalmala, whoever they got that is exactly, signed off on it. Kimu v'kiblu. When Moshe Rabbeinu did other things on his own, did HaKadosh Baruch Hu agree with that? Was HaKadosh Baruch Hu comfortable with that? And Moshe says a svara, quotes here Moshe's svara. And at the end, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Moshe, it's a good svara. Let's go down 6 lines or so. Ze'echad me'advarim sha'asa Moshe mi'daito, v'yiskima daito l'das ha'makum. This is one of 3 things that Moshe did. V'yiskima daito l'das ha'makum. I'm not going to translate that yet. I want to leave that a little bit open for now. Shiber es haluchos v'yiskima daito l'das ha'makum. He broke the luchos and Hashem. Well, let's translate it actually, because we need to figure out exactly what this means. What do you mean v'yiskima daito l'das ha'makum? It sounds like he was machaven to what Hashem really wanted. So what happened in the first example that we had? Hashem says a day and another day. Moshe says 3 days. I'm going to add a day. He did it on his own. And what is it, but what do you mean? His schema daito ledas hamakom. That what? That he inferred what Hashem really wanted? It's like sometimes a person says to you, like, can you do this for me? And you go and you do something more than that. Why? Because you know what they really wanted. They didn't have the courage to ask you for it. Or they had Rachmanis on you and didn't bother you with it. But Hashem says, Moshe, 2 days would be good. Moshe goes and says,
he tells him to go down. He says Hayom Umachar. And if Moshe had said Hayom Umachar, then it would have, since Moshe came down in the middle of the day, after the morning, so it would only have been a day and a half and not 2 full days. And that's why he told them.
All right, so let's see this far. I skipped it, so let's read this far inside and see if that makes sense what you're saying. Let's go back to the third line. Amar Moshe, Yelech ish etel ish tov etetim enoshech vazera b'yomash lishi v'yut tamayim. There's a concern that a husband who's with his wife she can still become tamei for up to several days. V'nimtu neshei Yisrael makalim devar Torah b'tum eres Sinai. Ela osif lahem yom shlishi v'yu Torah. I'll add a third day to ensure, not a day and a half, not 2 days, but a full third day to ensure that the women will be Torah.
So we'll
have to see. We're gonna study it like scholars tonight. We're gonna look carefully at the text. And we're gonna try to understand what's going on here. But you're right. You may be correct in that. So let's see. So this is one of the things that, again, what's the exact lashon? His schema daito ledasa makom. It sounds like Moshe inferred what Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted. Shibra saluchos with schema daito ledasa makom. Perish min ol moed. He separated from the ol moed. With schema daito ledasa makom. Perish min aisha. With schema daito ledasa makom. So you have four examples of Moshe Rabbeinu doing something where he figured out what Hashem wanted. He figured out that Hashem really wanted 3 days, not 2 days. He figured out that Hashem would approve of breaking the luchos. He figured out that Hashem wanted him to leave the ol moed, and he figured out that Hashem wanted him to separate from his wife. And each one has a svara, and in each case, HaKadosh Baruch Hu seems to have signed off on it. Let's focus on the luchos. On the left side of the page, Shibra Saluchos Ketzad Amru B'Shash Ala Moshe Lamaram Lekables Saluchos Shen Ksuvos Umunachos Sheshem Ebereishis. Moshe went to get the Luchos, which are rooted in the beginning of time. Shenamar V'Haluchos Maise Elokim Hema V'Amichta Michta V'Elokim Hu Charas Ala Luchos Al Tikri Charas Ala Cheiros. The Luchos set you free. Shekom Misha Osik V'Torah Harei Hu Ben Chorin La'atzmo. Boaz Hashal, when Moshe's up in Shemayim, getting the Luchos, Hayu Malach HaYashar is Kosher and Kategra Al Moshe, Vayu Omer, Ribbono Sha'olam, Ma Enosh Kisis Karenu Ben Adam Ki Tifkadenu. Ribbono Sha'olam, what are you wasting your time giving your Torah to mankind? Right, going down a few lines. Ma Tivo Sha'olud Isha Sha'olamar. Sorry to move quickly, I wanted to make sure we have time for everything. What is this person of flesh and blood doing here? Shenamar Alisa Lamar Shavisa Shevi Lakachta Matano. Is he stealing something from the heavens? What are you doing here? The bottom line is, as much as part of the Gemara's version of this story gets cut out, the Gemara and Shabbos' version, the bottom line is, continues the Bryson of Oster Rinasan, Nitalan v'yared v'yesameach simcha gedola. Moshe took the luchos, he left, and he was mamash b'simcha. Came in shira oso sirchon shesarchu b'maisa egel. He came down and he saw the terrible chira egel. Amar hechani nosein lamesa luchos. How can I possibly apply yourself the luchos in their given state? I'm going to make them obligated in mitzvos chamuros. By giving them the marriage contract, by signing the deal, so to speak, by giving them the luchos, they're going to be chayv misa. Because it says in the Torah, lo yelacha, it says in the luchos, lo yelacha Elohim achirim al panai. So Moshe says, I can't give them the luchos. And he started to walk away. Chazar la'acharav, v'ro soshim zekeinu, v'ratu acharav. Listen to this version of Chazal. The Zakana started to chase. They saw he was running away with the luchos, and they started to chase after. Hu achas barosh. Turn to page 3. Haluach. He grabbed onto part of the luchos. Vehein achsu barosh haluach, and they grabbed onto part of the luchos, which again is different than the Talmud Yerushalmi and Maseches Tanis' version of the story, where Hashem and Moshe fought over the luchos. Here, Moshe and the Zakana are fighting over the luchos. Vehein achsu barosh haluach. Shenemar ve'et pos she'ein emor ve'et pos. It means that there was a struggle. Moshe overpowered all Shivim Zakenim. Moshe fought for the Luchos, and he was able to save Klal Yisrael in that way. Comes along Rabbi Yossi Aglil and gives a beautiful mashal. Emshal l'chol mashal l'ma adar doma. L'melech baser v'dam sh'amar l'shluchot tzeve kaddish li nara yafa v'chasuda u'ma'aseh anayim. Go arrange kedushin for me with this young woman. So the shliach goes and he finds the woman and he's about to give her the kedushin. He's about to sign the deal and he finds that what? That she committed an act of znus. So he says, if I give her this ksuba, I'm going to get her in trouble. I'm better off ripping it up and calling off the marriage. I'll save her. I'll save the king from the embarrassment. Says the Lashon of Avos Rinasam, Kachay Moshe Tzadik Don Ba'atzo. Heichani Nosin Lam Liyisos Haluchos Halalo. I'm going to get them in so much trouble, and therefore Moshe decided I'm going to break the luchos. Ela Ash Bereim Va'achzireim Lemutav. I'm going to break the luchos, and that will hopefully spur Klal Yisrael to tshuva. V'skima Daito L'das Hamakom. And he was machavein to what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted. Shenem Barasher Shibarta Yasher Koach Shibarta Shkoyach for breaking the luchos. And Avos Rinasam goes on and says that, in fact, many of the Tanayim were of the opinion that Moshe did not break the luchos until HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him specifically to break the luchos. But let's work off this first notion that Moshe Rabbeinu broke them on his own. He figured out what Hashem wanted before Hashem even said it to him. He was mechavin to what Hashem wanted, I broke the luchos, and Hashem said, shkoich. That's the Lashon Lev Asuri Nasa. Now, where is this most famous from? Where do we know this Maimar Chazal from? We know from the last Rashi in Chumash. The very last Rashi in Chumash. If you turn to page 4, it's also a bracha. Ulechol ayara chazak, ulechol amor agad, ulechol asa moshe linei kol yisrael. So I came to look at this Rashi just to compare it to the Nusach of Avos Tzuri Nasa, and I found something that is amazing, and I'm not sure what to do with it. Look what it says. Leinei Kol Yisrael. He broke the luchos in the eyes of Klal Yisrael. Shenasu libo lishbor aluchos leineihem. Shenemar va'ashabreim leineichem. V'eskima das HaKadosh Baruch Hu ledaito. Now look at the difference. There's a big difference here. What were we working off of a second ago? V'eskima daito ledas HaMakom. Kodesh Baruch Hu wanted it to be this way. Moshe was mechavein to what Kodesh Baruch Hu wanted. Here, it's Moshe Rabbeinu's chiddush. V'eskima das HaKadosh Baruch Hu ledaito. And Hashem sort of changed kiviyachol his position to meet Moshe's way of thinking. Shenemar Asher Shibarta, Yashar Kach Shibarta. So which one is more comfortable for us? Moshe was mechavein to Hashem, or Hashem was approved of Moshe? I don't say Hashem was mechavein to Moshe, but Hashem approved of Moshe. It's hard to... I would like to imagine that Hashem had a plan, and Moshe, Lefi Madrigaso, was able to intuitively understand what HaKadosh Baruch Hu would want, given the situation. But let's keep looking, because it's amazing. Where else do we have this whole sugya? As the Kori said, it's a Gemara in Shabbos, which is correct. It's a Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Pei Zayin. Let's look how the Brice is quoted in Shabbos, and let's look how it's quoted in Yevamos. And again, I don't know what to make of this. I'm just using this all by way of introduction, just to introduce us to the broader sugya that Avos Tzuri Nasa is teaching us tonight. D'tanya gimel dvarim asa Moshe midaito v'hiskim HaKadosh Baruch Hu ima. Three things that Moshe did, and Hashem approved of them. Hosev yomecha midaito, pirish mene isha, v'shiver es aluchos. Okay, jumping down a little bit to the second arrow. Shiver es aluchos, my darish. How did Moshe, what was his svara? We don't know his svar yet. All we know is that he had an elevated heart in the language of Rashi and Vazos HaBracha to do it. But what was the svar? Why did Moshe think it was appropriate to break the luchos? Amar, Uma Pesach Shu Echad Mitaryag Mitzvos Amar Torah V'chol Ben Nechai Lo Yochal Bo. If Karban Pesach, which is just one of the mitzvos, and it says that a Ben Nechar, which you know in the context means a person who's a mumar, in the language of Rashi here, Shenis Nachu Maisav La'av Shua Shemaim, a person who acts foreign to the ways of Torah, a person who's off the derech, is not eligible to eat from the Karban Pesach. So now, here I'm about to present Klal Yisrael, what? The entirety of the Torah, HaTorah Kula, Khan. The entire Torah which is in my hands, V'Yisrael Mumrim, Al-Achaz Kam V'Kama, and Klal Yisrael acting like heretics. How can I pop? You're not even eligible for Karban Pesach if you're a heretic. You're certainly not eligible for everything if you're a heretic. It's interesting, Lashon, that the Torah, the entire Torah is in the Aseres HaDibros. What was on the Luchos? Alright, that's an interesting question. Was the entire Torah written on the Luchos Rishonos? Was the entire Torah alluded to in the Luchos Rishonos? Right, Rashi and Chumash quotes from Rav Sadiagon that perhaps the Aseres HaDibros are meramis to everything. It contains everything within it. Something to think about in this Lashon here again. Specifically the Lashon here in Shabbos. When we know him, Dehiskim HaKadosh Baruch Hu HaYadu, how do you know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu approves? Shenemar Asher Shibarta, Amar Yish Lakish, Yashar Koach, Sheshibarta. So it sounds like it was Moshe's Chiddush. He came up with a Svara, and Hashem said, good Svara. Right? But it sounds like Hashem kind of approved after the fact. It was not a HaKadosh Baruch Hu Svara that Moshe was Mechave into. That's the Noslach of Masech HaShabbos. You turn to page 6, and Masech HaYevamos, the exact same, seemingly the exact same Gemara, it's the same Detanya. In the Mesoras HaShas, it says, look in Shabbos Pei Zayin. Seems to be exactly the same. But again, Detanya, Shlosh HaDvarim Asa Moshmi Daito, V'Eskima Daito L'Das HaMako. So again, you have these two Noschachs. You have Avos Tzuri Nasa's Noschach, and you have Rashi and Chumash's Noschach. You have the Gemara in Shabbos's Noschach, you have the Gemara in Yevamos's Noschach. So how does it play out at the end? If you go down to the second arrow, Shibra Saluchos, Mai Darash, Uma Pesach Shu Echad Mishesh Meos V'Shalosh Esrei Mitzvos Amr Torah Kol Ben Nechar Lo Yochel Bo Torah Kula V'Yisrael Mumer Malachas Kam V'Kama V'Yiskima Daito L'Das HaMakom. And he was Mechavim to what Hashem had in mind. T'chsim Asher Shibarta Amr Yish Lakish Amr Lei Kadosh Baruch Hu L'Moshe Yashar Kach Asher Shibarta Shkoyach, that you figured out what I want. So again, Pesach HaKol, I don't know what to make of it. al derech avoda, which is how we have to try to learn. Not just we're not here as scholars trying to mine the various girsos of shas and come up with some historical approach to it, which might also be something nice. But we're here to learn how to be better Jews. So I think for us, the avoda for us is really contained in a Gemara and Megillah. The avoda of a Jew in this world is to what? The avoda of a Jew in this world is to learn to think like a Kodesh Baruch. What does Tosfos say on Pei Zayin?
It says,
Where are you?
In the middle of Viyata Po Mori Madi. Okay. That Hashem was.
You're in Makos Dafya.
So Hashem was masking to, not that he was masking to, but Moshe thought that this was right, and Hashem made it into the right way.
It became
the
reality.
Yeah.
So because Moshe thought this was right, that still sounds more like the Lashon of Masechet Shabbos, the Hiskim HaKadosh Baruch Hu Imam, that Hashem agreed with it. That the path that a person chooses, Hashem will make that the right path. But yeah, it's an interesting thing. Again, it's the Gemara Moed Kata. I mean, Moshe will be that a Kodesh Baruch Hu, a tzaddik goes or something, and a Kodesh Baruch Hu agrees to it. There's a koach b'yad chachamim to rule, to govern, to make decisions that a Kodesh Baruch Hu signs off on. Kimu v'kiblu, kimu l'mal masha kimu l'mata. Again, that's the lashon of the Gemara in Makos, is the based in Shalmala. It seems like a Kodesh Baruch Hu and his based in approved of that. But again, some interesting things to think about. So again, al derech avoda, I think the bottom line is whether it's Hashem agreeing to Moshe or Moshe agreeing to Hashem. The avoda is that I should be able to spend my lifetime learning how to think like Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's the avoda be it. We study the Torah so that we learn how to think more like Hashem and less like ourselves. Less like the detached version of ourselves, detached from Elokus version of ourselves. Gemara Megillah says that in mafsikin beklalus, we don't interrupt, right? During the tocha, we don't make a break in the tocha. It has to be read as a single aliyah. Why is that? So the Gemara gives a few answers, I'm sorry. And then Abaye says, well, it depends which tocha you're talking about. There's two tochas. There's the tocha of bichukosai, and there's the tocha of kisavo. Which one are you not allowed to interrupt? Amar Abaye, lo shanu el beklalus shabatoras kohanim. You're not allowed to interrupt the klalos of Torah's kohanim. But the klalos of Mishnah Torah, the curses, the tocha of Parshas Kisavo, posing. You're allowed to interrupt. My time, halalu b'lashon rabim amuros u'moshe pi agvura. The ones in Vayikra are said in lashon rabim, and it's Moshe speaking on behalf of Kadosh Baruch. V'halalu b'lashon yachid, but the ones in Devarim and Mishnah Torah and Kisavo are said in lashon yachid u'moshe mipi atzmo amar, and Moshe said them on his own. Now, what does that mean? When we talk about Moshe Rabbeinu, like the Lashon of the Zohar, that Moshe Rabbeinu wrote the fifth book of the Torah by himself, that sounds like an extremely dangerous thing. So Tosfos says, I don't want you to make any mistakes about this. Let me just make it clear. Moshe me'atzmo amram, two words, uberuach hakodesh. So what does that mean? How is that different? How is Chumash Devarim different than the other books? If they're all with Ruach HaKodesh, if it's Hashem's book, if it's Hashem speaking, So what does it mean, Moshe mipi atzmo? Is it just that it's being presented as Moshe speaking, as opposed to a lot more of the Vayedaber Hashem el Moshe? Is it more of Moshe giving the dialogue, the four speeches of Devarim? Are really Moshe speeches, yeah?
I heard that, right, because we know that Devarim is like kind of like a, it's like, it's like a repetition of the Torah, right? We say okay. It's basically all-inclusive. So I heard something interesting that, like, right when it says, like, right, you know, Moshe spoke it, to say Moshe speaks in like the first person, right? Like as if he's the one commanding everything. And I heard that it's like trying to show that Moshe's trying to like include Bnei Yisrael in the Torah, saying, okay, now like we're like the Torah is ours, like we're the progenitors of it, like we're the
people. But you realize how dangerous that is to say this is not the word of God. This is Moshe's speeches. So let me give you the Maharal, and I think the Maharal will really bring home what we've been talking about so far. It's not on the pages in front of you. The Maharal explains as follows. This is how I understood the Maharal. I always give the same mashal. Imagine that I'm a great artist, and I'm training you as my students to become great artists. And I'm teaching you a certain style, a certain artistic style, whatever your style may be. And I'm spending a lot of time trying to train you in that style. And you're getting better at it. And eventually I say, okay, it's time for you to really paint on your own. I think you've really learned a lot from me, and I want you to paint on your own. And you go and you paint the painting, that is so much in the way of my style that I've trained you in, that I can't even tell that it's yours. I look at it and I say, why are you bringing me one of my own paintings? He said, no, I painted this. And I said, I don't even believe you. Right? That even the person who created the style is fooled by it. It's that good of an imitation. So the Maharal explains as follows. The fifth book of the Torah, Hashem says, listen, Moshe, I've been training you in the way that I think. I've been training you in the way that I write. I want you now to go on your own and compose Chumash Devar, and then you'll bring it to me. And we'll compare it to my version. I have my, you know, version of Devar, 900 some psukim. You have your version. And let's see how they match up. And Moshe Rabbeinu was so well trained in the thinking of HaKadosh Baruch Hu at that point that he was able to write it exactly the way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu would have written it. That's what it means, Moshe Piazza. It was Moshe's own chidushim, but it lined up perfectly with the HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And again, I think regardless of which girsa we use, whether it's the Chumash Rashi and Vezos HaBracha girsa, it's the Gemara Shabbos, it's the Avos Terbin Aslan, it's the Gemara Yavamas, whether it's Hashem agreeing to Moshe agreeing to Hashem, the bottom line is the avod of a Jew in this world is to learn as much Torah as he can until he can kibiyachol, so to speak, not that we would say such a thing, but so to speak, he can function on his own. That he becomes that true chelak Hashem amo, that chelak Elokam imal, that independent thing that is true to the thing from which he comes. That he's connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu even when he's operating sort of on autopilot on his own. I think that's really the first lesson that we take tonight. But I want to now spend some time trying to understand the Yashar Koach of the broken luchos. What's the big Yashar Koach? What's the Gevaldik, Yashar Koach, Moshe, Asher Shibarta, Yashar Koach, Asher Shibarta? Rabbi Kiva Eger in the Gilgal Shas is trying to just figure out how even Asher Shibarta even implies Yashar Koach, Asher Shibarta. But let's take Chazal's word for it. Asher Shibarta, Yashar Koach, Asher Shibarta. What do we learn? What are the messages for us? What do we learn about Moshe as a leader of Klal Yisrael? What do we learn about the sins of Klal Yisrael? What do we learn about the great potential of Klal Yisrael? So as far as Moshe as a leader of Klal Yisrael, we learn an amazing thing. And the same for Ohel Hashem, Rav Shem Klingberg, who was killed by the Nazis, Yimach Shom. So in the back, there's a section called the Birchas Moshe by his son. And he quotes from his grandfather, who explains what was so amazing about Moshe breaking the Luchos, and why was it so necessary for Moshe to break the Luchos. So you have to understand that a leader of Klal Yisrael is a person who never abandons Klal Yisrael. A true leader of Klal Yisrael always tries to attach himself to Klal Yisrael. He feels an achrayus to Klal Yisrael when they're up and when they're down. So let's think about it like this. Moshe Rabbeinu comes down and he sees Klal Yisrael. And yes, Rashi says it was only the Erev Rav, it was a small portion of Klal Yisrael. But Klal Yisrael made Chira Egel. And Moshe didn't have anything to do with it. So how is Moshe going to serve? How is he going to be able to feel the pain of Klal Yisrael? How is he going to feel the broken state of Klal Yisrael? How is he going to descend into that spiritual hell that they're in order to lift them up? He has to somehow attach himself to the Chet. Now, he's not obviously going to get involved with Chet Egel. So how can a person attach it? How can a tzaddik have a very small yerida in order to attach himself to a tzibur that's struggling in order to then pick them back up? Right? The Avram Avinu who sits at the Pesach of Gehenna to save people. How does a tzaddik do that? So he explains over here in the Birchas Moshe in Parshas Zos HaBracha. Amr Shazah Yatam Shashibar Moshe Haluchos. Kiva Osazman Haya Moshe Rabbeinu Olive Shalom B'Shamay. V'lo Haya Loshom Chelik B'Maisa Egel. Moshe Rabbeinu had nothing to do with Chir Egel. So how is he supposed to come and be the spokesman for Klal Yisrael? How is he supposed to bring Klal Yisrael to a state of tshuva? V'lo Haya Misha Yales Klal Yisrael. Who's going to lift up Klal Yisrael? Klal Yisrael is broken. Oh. V'lachein Shavar Es Haluchos. Why? How does that help? How does that attach him to Chere Egel? Listen to this amazing Chiddush. Shekol Hashover Kli B'Chamasa, the Gemara in Shabbos. A person who breaks a Kli, a person who breaks something valuable, in a fit of rage, Ki'ilu Obed Avodazah. Ki'ilu Obed Avodazah. So Moshe had to do something, Ki'ilu Obed Avodazah, that he should have a Sheiches to the Chet of Klal Yisrael. V'zoh Aysa Mesiras Nefesh Gedolah Mimoshe Rabbeinu Olav HaShalom. V'amru Chazal Asher Shibarta. Amru Lo Kodesh Baruch Hu, Yashar Koach Asher Shibarta. Ki Hashem Yisbarach Ra Aysa Mesiras Nefesh Shalom. Asher Asa Ktsad Chet Kal. Kedei Lahalos Es Kol Hador Azeh. He did what we would call an Aver Lishma. And Aver Lishma is not a small thing. In fact, Chazal referred to Aver Lishma as a very great thing. She'etzel Hayu. Haya, paraphrasing Chazal, Gidola Avera Lishma. And he says from his father, Rav Shem Klingberg, Va'amar, Adoni Avi, Mori V'Rabi, Harav HaKadosh, Hashem Yimkom Damo, that the whole Indian of Egel, the whole nature of Chira Egel, the misguided practice and behavior of Chira Egel, the sin of the Egel itself, Egel, he says, is Rosh Tevo, says, no Trikon, Gidola Avera Lishma. The whole Indian of Chira Egel was an Avera Lishma. Be'etzem, but Klal Yisrael, you can read all the Svarim, the deep intentions of Klal Yisrael. Superficially, it was Avodah Zarah. And therefore, superficially, Moshe had to do something to attach himself to the Chid of Klal Yisrael in order to save them. But the first thing I think we could take from the broken Luchos, the Asher Koach Asher Shibarta, is we learn, forget everything else. Just focus on the unbelievable Mesiras Nefesh of Moshe Rabbeinu. That sense of Achrayis to Klal Yisrael. Ki Hayetzarach Lahalos as a Klal Yisrael Achrei Chid HaEgel Avinu Shu HaShemayim. And the only way he could do that was by joining Klal Yisrael. Again, he couldn't enter into that world of Chid HaEgel, but he found a creative way that Hashem says, Yashar Koach. That now you're thinking like Kadosh Baruch. The same Kadosh Baruch who says, I'll be with you. Shochein itam besoch tumasa. Who's able to somehow attach himself to the tumah of Klal Yisrael, and Hashem obviously stays pure. A tzaddik has the ability to do the same thing. And it's an amazing, amazing thing that we can learn from the Mesiras Nefesh of Moshe. You wanted to say something? Someone want to say something? Fine. Lesson number one, a lesson in tremendous leadership on behalf of Moshe. Now let's learn two hard lessons, and then we'll learn some more uplifting lessons. What's the hard lesson of Yashar Koach Asher Shibarta? And what's this whole idea of Leinei Kol Yisrael, Moshe Dafka, to shatter it in front of the eyes of Klal Yisrael? They had to see it with their own eyes. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky writes, there's a big Chil Hashem here. If he has to break it, if he has to put it away again, you have all these different neschos. You have, in Amos Terinasan, he had to wrestle the Zakenim to hold on to the Luchos, only to then shatter it in front of them. But why? What was this big inyan? The last three words of the Torah, Leinei Kol Yisrael, to smash it in front of Klal Yisrael. So says the Yaakov Kamenetsky, apparently there's two chidushim here. Mevur shehayu kan shnei chidushim in the breaking of the Luchos. Etzem shvias haluchos. It says, L'chol amora gadol asher asa Moshe leinei kol Yisrael. There's the Yashar Koach Shibarta, just the breaking of the Luchos. But then there's a second aspect, which is what? Hashvira b'farhesya, the fact that he broke it leinei kol Yisrael. And Rav Yaakov says, I just don't understand. I understand Moshe has a whole cheshbon and afish, a whole calculation here, why it makes sense. But what about the aspect of Chilul Hashem? And what's so great about Moshe breaking it leinei kol Yisrael? Why is this such an important thing? And Rav Yaakov says there's all sorts of halachic shalas, there's many other svarim raised on this whole sugya. The question of erasing a Kadosh Baruch Hu's name, Shviras Haluchos, destroying Torah. Losasrim Kein LaHashem Elokeichem, Pasuk in Torah. Not allowed to just destroy things. David HaMelech struggled whether or not he was allowed to erase a Kadosh Baruch Hu's name to save the world from being destroyed. It's not so pashit. He had to make a Kav HaChomer from the Ish HaSota to save a marriage, to save the world. But it's not so pashit to just destroy Hashem's name. It's an avazrayu of Avodah Zarah, to destroy something that's godly, to destroy Torah. So what was the cheshbon, and why was it so necessary? What's so great about Leinei Kol Yisrael? This is not a sweet vart, it's not a make you feel good kind of vart, but there is an element of something positive that comes out of it. It says Rav Yaakov in the left column by the arrow. Let me show you how much you actually matter. Let me show you how significant your actions are. Let me show you that the decisions that you make can be so destructive, but there's a positive to that. Weinberger spoke this past summer at Camp Hask, and he said it over here at one point also. The idea that when a Kadosh Baruch Hu judged you on Rosh Hashanah, what's the simcha? And by the Hasidim, by the Sfar Makadosh, what's the Indian of the Simcha of Rosh Hashanah? By the Bali Musar is a pachad, and it is a pachad. But what's the Simcha? The Simcha of Rosh Hashanah is that one. Is that he's judging me because he cares about me. That what I'm doing is significant to him. That's a big Simcha. Even if I'm doing a really bad job, it's a Simcha that he's paying attention to me. So there's a certain simcha here in the kingdom of Klal Yisrael that their chatam really, really matter. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is looking. And the chatam that you do are you know, world changing, earth shattering. You can say, Klal Yisrael, give them a heter. Come on, they're in the desert. It's hot. They don't have food. They're scared. They just got out of slavery. Like, cut them some slack. You could come up with a whole limud schus and say they're not so bad. But Moshe Rabbeinu says, no, your actions are so bad. Because the expectations for Klal Yisrael are much higher than that. Yeah, given the situation, the heat, you know, they can't think straight. But Moshe came down and he said, no. When he saw the eagle, and he saw the macholos, and he saw the simcha in the Savodah Zarah, Azchara Ach Moshe Veshibra Saluchos. the ilu lo haya osa kain, or shaya osa kain vitzina, belishum pirsum. Had Moshe done this privately, it's true, it would have been less of a chil Hashem. But you know what, Klai Yisrael will never have learned this lesson, how much they matter. Hein emes shahayim moneya bezeh achil Hashem agadol, where it's underlined, aval oz halo lo hayim evinim bnei Yisrael godol achim. The breaking of the luchos, as painful as it was, the yashakach shibarta, the simcha sachayim that comes out of a Jew who ruins the world and destroys Torah, the simcha that emerges from that is the simcha that you matter. The simcha that when you really mess up, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is paying attention. And I don't care if you're feeling tired, and I don't care if you're feeling dehydrated in the midbar, and I don't care if you have all these good calculations why you feel that it's necessary for you to do this. When a Jew does an Avera, it matters to HaKadosh Baruch. The things that we do matter to HaKadosh Baruch. In the Beis Aaron, in the Potok HaRav, Shlomo Zalman Horowitz, who was a Rav on the Lower East Side, he put out his sefer Beis Aaron at the encouragement of Rav Moshe. He writes in his Zachdama, Rav Moshe pushed me. Rav Moshe Feinstein pushed me to write my chedushim. I didn't want to write them. I didn't think I had anything to say. Rav Moshe told me I have to write my chedushim, so I wrote them my chedushim because Rav Moshe Feinstein said I have to write them my chedushim. So he also says, again, what's this Yashar Kalach Shishi Barta? What's so great about it? What's so great about Yashar Kalach Shishi Barta? And again, he says a vart that's hard for us to swallow, but it's important for us to realize that sometimes a Jew does a small avera or does a particular avera, and it destroys the entirety of Torah. We sometimes look at the Avera and we say, this is an isolated act. It's an isolated act of rebellion against Kadosh Baruch Hu. I can do this particular Avera, and I'm still a very wholesome Jew in all my other areas. Says the Potok HaRav, says the Kadosh Baruch Hu to Moshe Rabbeinu, Yashukalach Shishibarta. Klai Yisrael did something and it ruined everything. It's a hard word to swallow, but let's look at what he says. V'yesh Lomar, he says in the second paragraph on the right hand side, the Rayon Amuk Tamun Bezeh. Dine Torasenu Akadosha Tmima Vashlem Bechol Tarek Mitzvah Sheba. Vidikduke Mitzvah Bechol Pratah Ein Lishanos Vashal Afilu Kutzel Shayot. We look at the Torah as a package deal. There's no such thing as a convert that comes to accept the Torah and says, I accept everything except for one thing. There's no such thing as that. The Imam Bechor says, we don't operate like that. There cannot be such a thing. So then he speaks out strong against those Jews who think that you can pick and choose. There are some people who present themselves as great lovers of Torah, and they just have a couple of questions on certain areas of Torah. And they distort the Torah and they turn it into something. A person who says, I accept all the Torah minus one pasuk. I don't think you need that pasuk. It's extra. It's just a list of the names of the Alufe, you know, Esau. What do you need it for? What does it teach me about anything? Take it out. A person who says it, Davar Hashem Baza, has scorned the word of God. Why? He accepts so much of the Torah. Over 5,000 psukim he accepts. He says one little bit. 5,800 psukim he accepts. 5,844 psukim he accepts. One pasuk, I'm not interested. I don't hold of one pasuk. That is 5,845 psukim in the Torah. I don't hold of one pasuk. Devar Hashem Baza, then you don't hold of Hashem. Why? The Erev Rav were the ones, the masterminds behind the Chedah Egel, as Rashi tells us in Parshas Kisisa. The Erev Rav were pick and choose. That's how they join Klai Yisrael. They vote for Klai Yisrael when they're up. Okay, so we don't hold of everything. So Eilal or Hechli Yisrael, there could be another God, there could be other things, but we hold the Lo Sirtzach, we hold the Lo Signov, we hold the Bein Adam L'Chavero, we pick and choose what we're interested in, Nasa V'Nishma and all those other things. Moshe Rabbeinu says to them, Kishara Moshe Rabbeinu, as Sakana Bezek, Shebekam L'Torah L'Chatzon, where a Jew decides, I'm going to pick and choose, I'm going to take the parts of the Torah that are comfortable for me, and the parts that are hard for me, the parts that don't sit with my Western mind, and my Western cultures and values that are foreign to Klal Yisrael, that we've absorbed through our galus. Right? Moshe Rabbeinu says, it can't be. Torah Hashem Tmima. This is a package deal, and if Hashem says it, even if it's hard, it's hard for us to understand how we're supposed to kill a Malik. It's hard for us to understand why Hashem forbids certain types of relationships. It's hard for us to understand a lot of things that Hashem limits and restricts and puts all sorts of prohibitions upon us. And yet, we have to makabel it. We have to makabel the entire thing. Torah Hashem Tamimah. And that was the chiddush of Yashar Kalach Shishibarta. If the Jewish people are going to say some things yes, some things no, and you're going to smash the whole thing, you destroy the entirety of the Torah, because Klal Yisrael have to understand that the Torah is a package deal. So these are some of the harsher lessons. Again, it's the Yasher Kalach. It's a good thing, but these are hard. These are not the very Torah that you know touch us in a gentle and sweet way. I want to share with you the most unique thing that I've ever seen on this topic of Yasher Kalach Shoshi Barta. It comes from another tzaddik who was also killed in the Holocaust, Rav Teichtal, the author of the Eima Baram Smecha. They put out a couple years ago a sefer of his on Chumash, the Mishnah Sachir. Or at least they reprinted it. And he says a very wild thing. It's a delicate vart. I'm a little uncomfortable sharing it. And you'll see why right away. But it's an important vart. And it tells us again, sort of a message of hope contained within a broken thing. He asks a very interesting question. Again, he starts with Rashi, Yasher Kalach Shoshi Barta. He says it was Shabbos, and I was the year Tuf Reish Sadi Hay, and I thought of the following idea. I want to share the following idea. This is what he says. Vupela, hello Kaimalan de Messiman Rak Budavartov. Einachanam. Rashi is Yasher Kalach Shoshi Barta. But this is the positive note we want to end the Torah on. We want to end the Torah with Moshe smashing the luchos. This is how the story ends. After the whole tale of Klal Yisrael, the Torah ends with Moshe Rabbeinu being angry at Klal Yisrael's chait. That's the message you want to end the Torah on. It's hard for us to understand. And what's the great shvach of Moshe Rabbeinu? So you could say, oh well, Moshe was mechabing to what Hashem said. That's impressive. Moshe at the end of his life could think like Hashem. Yeah, but this is the great shvach that Moshe Rabbeinu smashed the luchos. Yasher Kalach Shoshi Barta. And then he asks one other question. He says, why is it when we read on Simchas Torah, when we read the end of the Torah, we call the person who finishes reading the Torah a chassan, and we call the person who starts reading the Torah again also a chassan? Chassan Torah and chassan Bereishis. What's this meaning of a chassan? What does a chassan have to do with the end of the Torah? What's the Yasher Kalach Shoshi Barta? And how do we really connect sort of the end of the Torah, the Le'enei Kol Yisrael, the breaking of the luchos back to the Bereishis? And he says an amazing thing. Let's read the bottom paragraph on the left hand side. Ulevar kol zed nearly. Im divrei hazor parshas kiteitze. Va'oraisa dis yahavas isvaru luchin dila. De'inan misholin lebesulin. V'chasin dila tavar besulim dila. The Zohar says a wild thing, and he's going to explain it to us. The Zohar says that somehow, the same way that when a virgin girl gets married, and the husband is with his wife for the first time, and there's a breaking of her body, there's the fashioning in the language of Chazal that she becomes like a kli to her husband. That he makes an opening in her that was not previously there. By the breaking, by the tearing of the besulim. So too, the smashing of the luchos is somehow synonymous with this opening of the besulim. Again, it's a delicate vart. We'll just read his words carefully. This is a reference to Moshe Rabbeinu. When a husband's with his wife for the first time in such a beautiful moment, after waiting to come together in this beautiful way, and to bring the marriage to a very deep and intimate and personal place, and yet there's an element of shvira that takes place. There's a separation that takes place on the wedding night between the husband and his wife. They're finally able to be together, and then they're together, and they have to be purish from one another. What's the message? When the Rav used to talk about that. The challenge of the halachic process, the bittul that a person has to feel to the halachic process, that after finally having the opportunity, kedas v'kedin, to be with his wife, he has to separate from her. And that there's an element of a shvira that takes place at a time when they're coming together in the deepest of way. There's a certain depth of connection that takes place dafka through that breaking. It's an amazing thing that he's saying here on so many levels, besides just the mashal that he's using. Look what he says here. And into the Sisrei Torah. That without the breaking of the luchos, without the shattering of the breaking of the luchos somehow created an opening, a pesach, the same way that the husband who's with his wife creates a certain opening in order to deepen the relationship. Through that shvira, through the broken glass under the chuppah. there's something that can come out of a place. But makom shabali tshuva onim, out of a person who struggles, out of a breaking of a relationship, a relationship can be built. And all of the sister Torah, nizgalu asher nishtabu aluchos, all of that can only come to be. The second luchos and the holy name of Torah Shabbat is being meramis to a lot of different things here. Maybe we know it, maybe we need to learn it more. Right, but all of these things emerged dafka from the world of psalacha, from the second luchos that Moshe Rabbeinu prepared the stones himself. Masha enkin ilulonish dabru haisa Torah chasuma v'sasuma v'sagar in Pesach. But had it not been for the shvira saluchos, there never could have been this opening to Torah. It's a wild idea. It's a very deep idea. V'mizem muvan heitev lama iskima das Hakadosh Baruch Hu ledaitos Moshe. And now you understand why Moshe, when he looks at Klal Yisrael, and he's forced to break the luchos, and it seems like such a sad moment in our history. There's such a brach in disguise. You made an opening, Moshe Rabbeinu, for Klal Yisrael to come to a deeper place with the Torah. This is the most beautiful way to end the Torah. This is Gavad, this is the greatest accomplishment of Moshe Rabbeinu. And I understand why the Torah ends with Shvira Saluchos. Because as much as the husband thought he knew his wife, when they're together for the first time, and then they're able to separate, and they're not able to be physically with each other, but they're able to attach themselves and then to detach themselves, and to still be so connected even when they're separated, that's the deepest attachment. To be able to not be with someone, to not have to be with them physically and to be able to be with them in the deepest way, that's the deepest relationship in the world. And that's when we come to the end of the Torah and we're about to start the Torah again and we want to deepen our relationship with the Torah, we want to come back to Bereishis, we want to build something new, we have to first be Messiah in the Torah with the Shvira Saluchos. Hafach ba v'hafach ba dekula ba. Uva tzech zeh, you'll see new things. Chazor v'chazor b'Torah, atalomar. Shalo tachshav shekvar gemarti es haTorah. V'keiz ein li lilmod ba yoser v'eilech lilmod shar chachvos. Now I'm going to go learn other things. I know everything about the Torah. Kiaf shegemarto sa olo eschalta b'klal. You go back to Bereishis, you say, I don't know the first thing about the Torah. That in the Torah, the more I learn it, the more I get to know it, the more deeply I see what it is that the Torah has to offer. And that's the secret of the Shvira Saluchos. Concludes Rav Teichtal in the last paragraph. V'alkein gam hamaschil nikra chasim. And therefore the one who concludes the Torah is called the Chasim Torah, because he breaks open the Torah in a new way, paving the way for new understanding of Torah. And the one who starts the Torah is the same thing. It's like the Chasim, who's come to a whole new level of understanding of what it means to have a relationship, the deepest relationship between Chas and Kala, the relationship of absolute deep connection, where two halves of an neshama come together in the deepest of ways. The Chasim Bereishis, that can only come about through the Shvira Saluchos. It's an amazing, amazing Vard. There's a lot to think about. And I think we've said enough about it. Some of the most positive messages that come out of the Shvira Saluchos is simply the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose to break the Luchos and not break Klal Yisrael. We think about the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. Remember the Maamar Chazal. Chazal said the Lashon and the Medrash, that when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, Lashon and the Medrash Rabbah, and Eicha Rabbah, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what a Rachmanis, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu poured out His wrath on sticks and stones, right? And HaKadosh Baruch Hu spared Klal Yisrael. That's part of the Yashar Koach HaShibarta. It was a choice. At that moment, it's either the end, Klal Yisrael is going to be destroyed, or the Luchos are going to be broken. Says the Skolya Rebbe, the present Skolya Rebbe from Bar Park, in one of the last pieces in the Sefer, Chakim of Ramiza, he says beautifully. He quotes the measures four lines down. When we look at Chorban Beis HaMikdash, we think this is the most broken thing in history. What could possibly come out of this? And yet we take a step back and we remind ourselves there's a certain simcha, there's a certain element of moed to Tisha B'Av. We don't recite Tachon to Tisha B'Av. There's a simcha, there's a birth of Mashiach that comes from that broken place. Something positive in disguise. The same thing is true when the Luchos are broken. It's painful, it's hurtful, we don't really understand it. But we come back to Bereishis at the end of the Torah. We come back to Bereishis with the hope and awareness that out of that broken place, there's going to be something new built in its place. And as much as the second Luchos are Yerida, It's a Yerida L'Tzar Chaliyah. There's something deeper that's formed through the Shviras Haluchos. V'shuv Yagia Or Gadol Shalo Yifsak La'olam U'Lanetzach Netzach. And that's the confidence we have in the Shviras Haluchos. V'zeo Ahemshech D'Messayim B'Shviras Haluchos U'Mascha Bereishis Yitzira U'Briya Chadasha. Like it says, as you continue the Pesukim Bereishis, V'ruach Elokim Rachefes Al Pnei Amayim. As Chazal tell us, Zeruchos Shamelach Mashiach Shiyazgal M'Herab Yamino. To realize that even through the Shviras Haluchot, it's an opportunity to create something new. And that's how Klal Yisrael have to see anything that's broken in this world. That's the ultimate Yashar Koch Shoshi Barta. Our most prized possession was taken away from us with Shviras Haluchot. And yet it has to come right back to Bereishis with the confidence something big is going to come out of this. Mashiach's going to come out of this. Mashiach's born in Tisha B'Av. It's all that same idea, that same notion. And there's a certain hope that Klal Yisrael have. A certain potential for tshuva. When Moshe Rabbeinu looks at Klal Yisrael and smashes the luchos, what's he saying to them? He's saying to them, you're better than this. There's a potential for a tshuva. One of my favorite tzaddikim, who I never met, but who was alive in our times, we were all alive in his lifetime, a very special Jew, he was known as the Papa Rav from Montreal. How did I come to know of the Papa Rav from Montreal? So when I used to hang out in Muncie, by my in-laws, there's a base medrash in Muncie, that's owned by a descendant, a great-grandson of the Arugas Abosa, from Moshe Greenwald, the Baal Arugos HaBosem. And I got friendly with him, and he took the ksavim of the Papa Rav of Montreal, who was a very, very special Jew. He loved, Mamash loved all types, he was a Chassidish Yid, but he loved all types of Jews. He was a very, very special individual. And he put out his Sefer on Chumash. And I'll tell you, it's an amazing, there's just one volume, it's a big fat volume on Bereishis, it's such a beautiful volume. His Divrei Torah, Mamash, very sweet, very fresh ideas. It's called Agur Ba'olecha. And he writes in Bereishis, a beautiful idea. Again, explaining, what is the Yashar Koach Shoshi Barta? What's the big chizik that Klal Yisrael get out of the broken luchos? So he says at the bottom of page 14, the bottom left-hand corner, Moshe shattered the luchos in the eyes, right before the eyes of Klal Yisrael. V'ashabreim le'inechem. Says the Medrash, De'kishashiber Moshe Rabbeinu es ha-luchos, hayu ha-osios porchos l'malav. We've been missing one piece of the story that we all know from the time we're kids, which is what? That the letters flew off of the luchos. What was so great about that? Umizeh, shafti Yisrael sheyesh lam tikva, adayin letakim. Turn the page. Masha asim. When Klal Yisrael saw that the letters are flying away, what did they see? They said that not everything's lost. The guf, the kli, so to speak, the stones themselves are shattered. Ki guf ha'osios lo nifgo. But the letters themselves, parchu l'mala. V'zeu remez l'tshuva. That the soul of the matter, so to speak, the soul of the luchos lives on. And there's a potential to rebuild the luchos. V'nei'isa b'medrash that tshuva kadma l'olam kadei she'akim l'olam av acha she'ach ta'adam. We know that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, there were certain things He created prior to the world itself. And tshuva was one of those things. So therefore, when a Jew reads the end of the Torah, and he reads la'inei kol Yisrael, Yashar Koach Shoshi Barta, and you ask yourself, what's the Yashar Koach Shoshi Barta? Such a broken moment in Klal Yisrael's history, the shattering of the luchos. Take a step back, says the Papa Rav. Remind yourself that the letters flew off. And with that, you come back to Bereishis Bara Elokim. You remind yourself that there's a potential for tshuva. That there was a tshuva that existed even prior to the world itself. And a Jew is mechazik himself, again, from that world of the broken luchos. Rav Soloveitchik used this, in fact, to answer up a stira that seems to exist. Did Moshe really break the luchos, or did he drop the luchos? So we've been spending the whole night learning that Moshe broke the luchos. And it's true. There is an approach that Moshe broke the luchos. We saw that very clearly tonight. But in the Birchas Yitzchak from Rav Ganak, Shlita, Rav Ganak from the OU, I saw him at Marv last night. I actually wanted to tell him. I said, I didn't get a chance to get over it. He doesn't even know who I am. Never met him, never said a word in my life. But I want to tell him how much I love his sefer, Birchas Yitzchak. So in Parshas Kisisa, he quotes from his Rebbe the Rav, trying to explain the stira. On the one hand, on page 16, in the bottom right-hand corner, like we've been learning all night, that Moshe Rabbeinu broke the luchos. On the other hand, there's a Yalkut Shimoni in Parshas Kisisa that says that Moshe saw the letters fly off, and he dropped the luchos. The luchos became heavy in his hands. So which is it? Says Rav Ganak on page 17, in the name of the Rav. Which is it? Were the luchos too heavy for him? And if the luchos were too heavy for him, Rav Soloveitchik, such a great thinker, has such a Baal Datish question. So how could it be? So Moshe, the luchos were too, luchos without letters are what? Are too heavy for Moshe to carry. On his way, down the mountain. Is it easier to carry stones down a mountain or up a mountain? Probably down a mountain. Up a mountain is probably a heavier thing. So how is it possible that Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't carry the stones down the mountain? They were too heavy for him to hold. And yet, P'sal Lucha, Hashem says, go make your own stones, go etch new stones, and carry them up the mountain, back to me. Says the Rav, I don't understand. If you couldn't carry them down the mountain, how is he able to carry them back up the mountain? No? Interesting question. So says the Rav in the last paragraph. Soloveitchik explained. And when Moshe saw the eagle, Moshe felt weakened. But it wasn't weakened simply because the letters weren't there. It wasn't that he didn't have the physical, he didn't have the emotional strength to carry the luchos anymore. It wasn't a physical thing. His spirit was broken, and he didn't have the heart to carry the luchos anymore. But what happened afterwards? HaKadosh Baruch Hu forgave Klai Yisrael. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that there's hope after the Shvirat HaLuchos. Yashar Koach Shashi Barta is not going on simply the breaking of the Luchos. Yashar Koach Shashi Barta is, Yashar Koach that it's broken, you know why? Because I'm going to give you a chance to do it again. And when Moshe was told, Salachti Kidvarecha, when Moshe was told that Klai Yisrael had another chance, when Moshe was told, go psalacha, go make a new set of Luchos. Harein Ischadish Koach Moshe. What Moshe didn't have the strength to do on the way down, Moshe Rabbeinu had this new strength, this Ometz V'Koach, La lo saharu, la lo sito, as a luchos heaven, kedei lakavos haTorah odepa. It's a state of mind. And that's again the chizik that we take from the Shvirat HaLuchos. The reality that Klai Yisrael, the letters flew off, like the Paparov said, there's a possibility of tshuva. That there's a possibility of starting again. That a Jew has to believe that not everything is lost. Or like the Skolya Rebbe said, that the same way that when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, it was the beginning of something new. So too, the Shvirat HaLuchos is the reminder that Klai Yisrael are the ones who carry the Luchos. We always will carry the Luchos. Even when we mess up, we'll have another chance to carry the Luchos. You know why? Because there's no one else who could carry the Luchos. Hashem says, the Torah is for Klai Yisrael, no one else. And we'll end with the Vart. We'll end with the Vart from Shlomo Zalman Auerbach. Because really, the ultimate lesson of the Shvirat HaLuchos, the ultimate lesson of the continuation, the Hemshach of Klai Yisrael, is really the lesson that Klai Yisrael are the only ones who HaKadosh Baruch Hu is willing to marry. The only ones who HaKadosh Baruch Hu is willing to break us, the same way the Chassan breaks the Isha Besula, in order to enter into a deep place. And there's going to be struggles, like any marriage, like any relationship. But it's a Yerida L'Tzar Chaliyah. So we'll end with a Vart that Shlomo Zalman Auerbach said. Again, the same question we've been asking all night. How is it possible to end the Torah on such a broken thing? It says with Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, there's a tremendous brach in disguise. Shebezeher Moshe Rabbeinu, the last page. She'im Yisrael, ainim ruim l'Torah, as I ain makum l'Torah. When Moshe Rabbeinu broke the luchos, Moshe Rabbeinu was saying to Klai Yisrael, if you're not going to be makabel the luchos, just realize there's no one else I can give these to. There's no one else in the world who has a chance to even be makabel the luchos. As I ain makum l'Torah, v'doma l'Pesach, that anyone who's part of the chabura of the Pesach is part of the chabura, and anyone outside the chabura can't join the chabura. That was Moshe Rabbeinu's svara in the Gemara in Yevamos, in the Gemara in Shabbos. V'lachein, shivrei luchos b'nachem b'aron. Why on earth would we take the broken pieces of the luchos and put it in the aron? As a constant tocha, a reminder to Klai Yisrael that you're terrible Jews. Look how much damage you caused, like Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky said in the Emes LeYaakov, says Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, it's much more positive than that. L'chor t'mua, ma'amakum l'kach, ray enka teger nasa saneger. Why on earth would you put the broken pieces of the luchos into the aron itself? It doesn't make any sense. K'ereze megala lanu shemilvadei Yisrael ein Torah. It's the reminder to Klai Yisrael, it's you or nobody. As broken as we sometimes feel in our relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem says, I'll take the broken Isha. Because the breaking of the Isha is dafka the beginning of the relationship of Torah. The same way it's the beginning of the relationship of a marriage, of Basar V'dam. Kiesh L'das, She'af Shofia Mipara and V'zarach Miseir. And if you'll say back to the Rishol B'Zav Arbach, but it's not true. Hashem was shopping the Torah around the world. Hashem offered it to Esav. He should offer it to Yishmael. So how can you say that it's only for us? Mikol Makom Gan Mai Makav Masa Torah. Had they accepted the Torah, Ha'izarach Mi'ein Zayin Mitzvos. It would be like the Shem Mitzvos B'nei Noach. In what sense? Shaya Mosef Aleim Atariag. Set a 7, 8, 6, 13. But it's not who they are. It's not the etzim who they are. Avaloshiu kishurim ator ki Yisrael v'araisa. It's not like the Lashon of the Zohar Kadosh and Parshas Achrei Mos. That kuchabrichu Yisrael v'araisa charu. Charu mamish, all the way through. Fully, fully connected. So Mir Tashem, we should all be zocha. Mechazik ourselves, even from the wholesome lessons that we can take from such broken luchos, to realize that sometimes we have to break ourselves down in order to come back to something big and beautiful with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. And also to remember the lesson that we started with, to spend a lifetime trying to align our way of thinking with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. And the Kodesh Baruch Hu should want to think like us, that we should want to think like him. And Amir Tashem, like the scholar Rebbe told us, the breaking of the Beis Hamikdash was the birth of Mashiach. And Amir Tashem, we should be zochet to see it in our times.